Frank Jr. and his sister Leanne visit their dad just about every day at Villa Marina Nursing Home in Superior. They never know when it might be their last visit.
He's better last night and today, so it's always kind of a roller coaster. You never know what you might expect.
Frank DeMonso Sr. is sharp as a tack. The problem is, at 90 years old, his heart is tired, and he has one functioning kidney. Most of his time is spent in bed or in his chair. In these last days of his life, he appreciates his son and daughter stopping by.
They're doing a nice job. I don't think they'd be that good to me.
It's not a chore for Leanne Cogan to visit. If her father was well enough to stay at her house, that's where he'd be, instead of at a hospice program in a nursing home. Still, they have good memories of a dad who was involved in their lives.
My mother and I, one day it was raining out, and we took permanent curlers and curled his hair because his hair was always so straight. And we rolled it up, and the milkman came in, and he looked at him, and he goes, "My, you have curly hair." He ran in and hurry up and wet it down again.
Even in his failing health, both believe it's important to bring him his mail, have him handle the things he can, so he feels some semblance of independence. Leanne says the last thing they want to do is hold a death watch.
A year ago, when he was really, really bad, we didn't expect him to make it. And all of a sudden, he come out of it, and he asked my son, he says, "What the hell are they standing here for? They think I'm going to die? Well, I think we go home, I guess." Because yeah, we'd been staying right around the clock with them, you know.
Occasionally they talk about death. Frank Jr. says in a way his dad is preparing them for his own death. Kind of a last lesson in life to his kids.
He brings it up. He'll bring it up and say, you know, I'm ready to go. And, you know, just talking over the years that preparing us for the fact that, you know, he's not going to live forever, and that he himself is pretty much ready to go.
This illness has brought the DeMonso family together. They use social services to get him in this nursing home and hospice to help keep him comfortable. SMDC hospice chaplain Bob Lineberry says along with dying comes the fear of the unknown and sadness of losing someone close to you. That's why it's important for families to deal with death together.
If it's not a very functional family, at least has been our experience that dysfunction with the family just gets bigger because they haven't been able to deal with things in their life. Families who've always gotten along well and love each other well and are very open in conversations and caring and loving for each other, it just appears looking in from the outside that they get along with us better.
So Lineberry says hospice programs often have family conferences. They can hash out the issues of care and acceptance that death is near.
These families, if we get them on the same page, that's one of the remarks we hear back is, "We're really glad you helped us understand that this was best for Mom. This was best for Dad. We agree and we're glad it happened that way." So I think it does take a lot of if onlys.
Only about 1 in 10 people who are dying use the hospice service. SMDC Hospice Volunteer Coordinator Annette Port says part of that is denial. Our culture doesn't teach us how to talk about death. But hospice services everywhere have a philosophy on what to say to someone who is dying. She calls it the 5 gifts.
Say, "I love you. I'm sorry." For whatever kind of things. I tell my dad all the time, "I'm really sorry I was such a rotten teenager, made you get your gray hair. I'm sorry. I forgive you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you for all the stuff you taught me."
Port says keep it simple. And that's Frank Sr.'s philosophy on life. As a traveling tire salesman, he found getting along with people is the secret to a good life.
If everybody's gets along as good as I did, well, there won't be no problems.
He's planned his funeral. He's made his peace. He says death doesn't frighten him.
"I'm ready. Ain't much more you can do. I'm 91 years old, so whatever happens, happens."
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.